Welcome to Come and See, your podcast for finding truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. With host and founder, Richard Case, and co-host and retreat leader, Kathy Riccone. Join us every weekday at this time to discuss news, spend time in the Word, and receive answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. And now your host, Richard Case.
Well, good morning, Kathy. This is actually going to be our final session on Christ's Clutter in the Calendar.
Yes.
And that's going to be...
It's been a good one, though, right?
It is, yeah. Very exciting of what we've been through. And I've had a lot of feedback of people that have really enjoyed it, and they said it was a good thing that we did it this summer.
Good.
And they're going to take the time to be together, and we're going to talk about that today, to redo their calendar, redo their life activities, and then start to develop a clutter list that they're going to seek God resolution to, where they will begin to say, you know, we believe God, you're going to resolve this. We don't know how, but we're going to process it and learning to God's will, you know, step by step by step. So we want to kind of conclude it today with all the things that we've done. Pray that everyone would take the time to do it. And the way that he suggests we do it is always to do it with our fellowship, our inner circle, our spouse, that helps us clarify.
Mm-hmm.
And then start to discern God's will on things that we need to get God's resolution to. So let's take a couple verses here, and then we'll process it. But Ephesians 4, 1 to 6.
Says, I, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you to walk worthy of the calling with which you were called, with all lowliness and gentleness, with long-suffering, bearing with one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all.
Yeah. And so he says, keep approaching life, with humility.
Mm-hmm.
And humility is a willingness to move into agreement with God.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not, woe is me, I'm nobody. Everybody else is better than me. No, it's that I'm going to walk with others. I'm never going to let pride get in the way. I think I know better than anybody else, but rather that I'm going to go together. And it says, make every effort to go to unity with the Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
So when we talk about unity, and by the way, this will have implication for what we are talking about in our end times about prophetic and being careful is in a Christian community, you got to be careful not to get into what we call groupthink.
Mm-hmm.
And that is that, hey, isn't this a good idea? Or I believe this, the political party or the outcome of this is going to happen. And we all start to say yes to it.
Right.
And we reinforce that with, we think, and everybody says we say so, yep, we agree with that. And we say, well, we have unity.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe not. because we can agree on stuff in the flesh, no problem. But it may not be in agreement with God. And the simple reason is that the group, the people, don't go to God and ask him.
Right.
And we don't trust the spiritual dynamic that we have, because we have the Holy Spirit within us, and he'll either confirm it by giving us shalom. Remember he said, this is in Colossians 3:15, let peace rule your life, umpire your life. Are you confirmed in your spirit that this is so? So unity isn't agreement with others in the flesh, it's unity with the Spirit.
Right.
So it says, make every effort to go to unity of the Holy Spirit and keep going so that there's confirmation. And it implies that you're doing this with your inner circle, and that would be your spouse, your good friend, people around you, that you are developing an agreement with God to say, yes, you're understanding correctly. Yes, how you're going to view this is correct. So that as we look at Christ's clutter in the calendar, is that we talked a lot about restructuring your calendar.
Right.
What are you active in? What things are you part of? What's important to you right now? And what we suggest is that as you work through that, now you submit that to your spouse and you submit that to your inner circle to keep going, so that when Lynn and I do this, which we do a lot, one of my questions as we're looking at calendar,
right,
and calendar is about margin and time and important things. Hey, Linda, as we look at this structuring, as look at what's going to happen next, does this work for you? And she would have to say, yeah, I like that, or no, this piece of it I don't yet, or I'm not sure yet, or it seems like you're still too busy with this, and we got to think about doing it differently. My heart is to get God's answer.
Right.
So I don't, well, yeah, but you should just put up with it, or you should let me, you know, let me spin all these plates I like spinning.
Right.
And you got to come with me, you know, like, no, it's not about what I want. I want God's best. He knows I need rest. He knows I need margin. He knows I need time with where he wants me to spend time. It's going to be the covenant. I'm going to receive it and give it away. That's for sure. But how I give it away, like, for example, we're going to have Kathy on actually as a guest tomorrow, and she's going to share a little bit about this, but and she'll share about her summer and what God said to her about that. But for us, we have a grandson that's has been living with us as he's finishing school the last 2 years,
right.
He and his parents. It's been a great, fantastic time, and he's ready to head off to Baylor. And God said to us, this summer, I want you to spend more time with him, so clear your deck, because he's going to college, and you're not going to be having the time that you had before. I want you to keep reinforcing that. So open up your calendar for that. So, okay. And Linda, by the way, is a good keeper of that. Because she's looking at it week after week after week. Hey, Rich, are you opening up your calendar to honor what God said? And it's going to be a joy for you and joy for us and joy for Aiden, and stay with it. And so we submit it to each other, not to say, Linda, what do you want? But rather, let's together have unity with the Spirit. And the reason is really simple. We've said this a lot, many times. The Holy Spirit's in Linda. The Holy Spirit's in me.
Right.
The Holy Spirit's in the friends that I have around me that are in my part of my inner circle. And they have a heart to confirm it or not confirm it. And I'm going to stay with it, particularly with Linda, until she says and we say, we've reached what it is at the moment, and let's be honorable and carry that out. So we would urge you to take the time, you know, to do it, both on your calendar, and usually what that means is you got to write down all the things you're doing. You got to start rebuilding your structure of your day and your week and your month, plan out ahead, as well as then get in a habit of weekly, how are we playing that out? But have your spouse, have your inner circle come to a confirmation of that. And why would you not, see?
Right. And again, you know, we say this all the time, but so important, as you're saying that, of who is your inner circle. And if you don't have an inner circle that is not just willing to give you their opinion, but is willing to go seek God, then being conscientious and intentional in building that inner circle, and that may be as simple as getting a group of friends and going through that First Abide video class that we have online or something, and bringing people in and letting them understand the process of really taking things before God. Because I think that I think we all desire exactly what you're talking about, right?
Yeah.
I don't think we all know how to do that. And I don't think we all have community around us that knows how to do that.
Right.
And I think that's where it falls apart for a lot of us. And so we end up just kind of doing it on our own because we don't have the people around us in that circle. And so building that circle, that's something God desires for all of us. We see it throughout all of Scripture. And so we know that's something he desires for us. So I think if you don't have that, begin to ask him to bring that to you, show you who the people are, and get intentional in building that. And like I said, even just jump through the Abide course online. If you go to our website and get a group to start there.
You know? And the and that's where I am when we set it up, and you might even want to go back. And we have a course called Christ Clutter on the Calendar, which you can get into more depth on it. But you started with a belief that God says, here's important things for you to live life with, and what's called, you know, pruning. I got to cut you back so that you have space to enjoy life. There'll be things to do. There'll be things to participate in. There's activities, no problem. Here's how I want you to live with your work. Here's how I want you to live with your family. Here's how I want you to live with your ministry. It's all there, but he says, I want to do it in a way that's relaxed for you. You're not under stress, and you are enjoying your days while you fulfill what I ask you to do.
Right.
And if you believe that, you don't let the false thought of the more I do, the better. Actually, it's the less you do, the better. It's just doing God's things are the best.
And doing what's fruitful, which is what he has said to do.
Yeah, and fruitful, just like, and I know you're going to share this tomorrow when we talk about your summer. Fruitfulness is the relationship. You know, with us, it was with Aiden. It's you with, you know, your kids being together. Is God said it's not a program.
Right.
Yeah, I want you to do a little bit less this summer. I would rather have you spend more time in this relationship. Why? Fruit. It's going to make a gigantic impact on these kids.
Right.
And I want you to be available to that. And I'm doing things that you don't fully understand.
Right.
But by the way, you'll enjoy it if you do what I say.
Right. Right.
So it's kind of cool. So as you look at calendar, you know, go to spouse. And then as you go to, the clutter, and the clutter are unresolved issues, things that are troublesome, difficult, we don't have answers for, they're not resolved. Again, what Linda and I do is we write them all down on separate pages in our journal. We start praying about it. What's true about that? What do we understand at the moment? And then we take what we went through is we believe God will resolve it. It'll be step by step. All we have to do is follow the steps. God's going to put us in a position where he can do supernatural things. And they will bring resolution. And we go to peace, not because it gets resolved immediately, but rather we know it's going to be resolved.
Yes.
Because the one who says he's going to resolve it will resolve it.
Right, right.
So it's like, oh, this ought to be interesting. Wow, this is difficult. Man, that was a surprise. How come it seems like, you know, the ones that are in power that are opposing me, that isn't giving me covenant life, seems to be winning? How come? You know, God says, hold on.
Right,
stay with me. The story's not over yet. Go with me step by step by step. And what we learn is that you actually enjoy the process. I got clutter. By the way, are you always going to have clutter?
Yes.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Because you're living in a world of trouble, and you're living in a world of self-centeredness. You can't create your own perfect space.
Right.
You're going to have issues, the things that aren't resolved yet, and decisions to make, and new things that come up. And so, God says, come and seek me. Don't demand that I solve it immediately, but rather walk with me. And as you walk with me, I will do these little neat supernatural things. I'll show you things that are special. and you'll get a glimpse of how I'm bringing about resolution and how I'm doing it, and you'll have confidence, you know, mm-hmm. that it's going to happen. You know, just for an example, have I shared about Linda's eye surgery? I don't think so. Did I?
You know, I don't think so. Or if you did, you've only shared at the very beginning stages of this. Yeah. So
Linda, she went to a hairdresser on a Friday morning, was driving home, and she started to see dark lines in her left eye.
Mm-hmm.
And it obviously was startling to her, like, oh, what the heck is that? You know, and
right.
She typically, by the way, would have called me
mm-hmm.
and said, hey, I got these lines. What should I do? And I would have said, well, let's call the doctor and get an appointment, because it just happened.
Right.
So, okay, let's call and get an appointment. Well, she basically said, Father, what do you got to say about this? He said, go to the doctor right now.
Mm.
So she doesn't call. She doesn't call me. She just drives to the doctor. And she goes in. And fortunately, the doctor was there.
Mm-hmm.
But the secretary, the receptionist says, he's got a full day. I don't think he can get you in. He said, well, I got a little problem. You know, would you ask him? So she goes back there. And he said, okay, the doctor said, okay, I'll see you. So he does, and she has to wait. She sees him. He does this is an ophthalmologist. He looks, you know, with all the equipment and says, oh, hey, you got a problem with your retina. You got to go to a surgeon, like, right now and see what he has to say about this.
Mm.
So the surgeon is, you know, 3 miles away. Just drive over there. And see if he's in, you know, and see if you can
right.
see him. So she drives over there, happens to be in. He, by the way, this guy's only in his office Wednesdays and Fridays. And the same thing, receptionist, she's got a full day. I don't know if he can see you. And she said, well, I was mm-hmm. sent over by my doctor and I got a problem. He says, okay. He goes back. The doctor says, I'll see her. Hold on. So she goes in, you know, he does this thing and he says, hey, honey, you got a major problem. You got a detached retina, and it's cracked. Mm-hmm. And it's cracked, and we got to go to surgery immediately. And she says, "Wait a second, let me get my husband on the phone. Let's talk about this." So she gets me on the phone. And I'm talking with him on speaker.
Right.
He says, "Your wife's got a detached retina. She's got to go to surgery immediately." I said, "Well, we can't. We're going on a family reunion over the 4th of July to the Biltmore, and we can't go." He said, "You're not going." I said, "Well, okay, if you have the surgery, then we'll just fly there afterwards." "Son, you're not going." "Well, mm-hmm. after surgery, we'll just drive there." "Son, you're not going."
Right.
And he says, matter of fact, she has to have surgery immediately, which means Monday morning. He says, I don't do surgeries on Mondays, but I'm going to do hers. You show up at the hospital at 6 o'clock in the morning. I'm doing her surgery.
Mm.
By the way, it's going to be a 3-hour surgery. And you don't have a choice. And then she's out for the next 3 weeks. She's going to have to lay face down and all this stuff. So you're not going anywhere. And actually you're going to have to take care of her for 3 weeks. Because she's got to be on her face and she can't be on her back, and she's all this stuff's got to happen to recover. Okay. And we said, well, all right. Now we did have a question, because when you talk about surrender, we didn't really have a choice other than to surrender to that. We didn't like it.
Right.
But, you know, with the choices in front of us, yeah, we had to, you know, pursue that. But our question was, well, God, why did you do that now? You know,
right.
If you'd have done it a month.
Because you guys were really looking forward
to
this.
This is a big,
yeah.
important thing for our family. And you could have done it a month before, we'd be done already. Or afterwards, we could go after. But it happened right there. How come? And God says, well, you'll see part of it. Don't challenge me.
Mm-hmm.
I know what I'm doing. You're going to stay home. And this is how it's going to work. Okay. So she has surgery, 3-hour surgery. I had to buy her a special pillow. And she's... I mean, and this is Lucy. Think of Lucy Ricardo laying.
She cannot. It's hard for her to lay still, right?
Laying quiet, you know, face down, you know, for mm-hmm. 5 hours a day, and then on her side for 3 hours a day. And She couldn't do anything, couldn't go anywhere. That's going to happen for 3 weeks. So at the end of the first week, we have to go see the doctor. So, mm-hmm. And I got to drive her everywhere. So I'm driving her in. I go in with him. And he does this thing. And he said, well, he says, I've never seen this before, but she's pretty much healed up already.
Wow.
And he turns to Linda, said, Linda, your restrictions are all lifted. You don't have any. Wow. Just go back to living normally. He said, don't get in an airplane for another couple of weeks and don't go high in the mountains. Mm-hmm. But other than that, you're free to go.
Wow. So no more face down.
No more face down. Yeah. No more side. You just go back to normal living. You can drive wherever you want to. You can go out, on restaurants and activities. Mm-hmm. No problem. You're free to go. And so it was like miraculous that it happened.
Right.
So I say to Linda, okay, now that you're out of prison, where would you like to go? And she said, I'd really like to see the fireworks, a really good fireworks show over July 4th. Okay. I said, mm-hmm. Well, the Rockies, our baseball team, has the best fireworks in Colorado. I said, right. So let me see if I can get tickets and we'll go. And then we'll maybe I can get a hotel and we can stay down there for the day. So I get the last two tickets of the end, because it's a fireworks night.
Oh, yeah.
So it's packed except two tickets. And I think what happened is somebody brought them back into the system. Because mm-hmm. there are two tickets in what they call the club level,
those are hard to get.
Oh, they're impossible. And you can go. You can go. It's air. You can go air conditioned. There's great, right. food there. You can sit there, and great seats right at first base. You know, so where we can see the fireworks. So I got the tickets. So we're gonna go. So before we go, I said, hey, there's a special restaurant in Cherry Creek that you like going to. I'm gonna take you there for lunch. Mm-hmm. So we go to lunch. Have a waitress, and we're having our food. And Linda has this beautiful necklace that I actually created for her for our 25th wedding anniversary.
Oh, sweet!
She was wearing it, and it's got a cross and a really neat design to it. And the lady says, "Hey, I saw your cross. That's kind of cool." And Linda says, "Well, mm-hmm. that's my 25th wedding anniversary." And then Linda says, "Are you a Christian?" She says, yes. And the girl says, how many years have you been married? And Linda says, 54. She says, 54? Wow. She says, you know what? I'm getting married next week.
Oh.
What was the difference for you to live that long? And we talk, well, it's about abiding and learning to walk with God and stay with God and work things through. She said, well, is that possible that I could learn that?
That's me and my wonderful. Husband
is, yeah. And she says, well, how, and so we gave her our website and mm-hmm. said, and here's our phone number. And she gave me her phone number. We'll connect up when you get back from your honeymoon and invite you to a retreat. And we'll help you as a young couple learn how to do this. And she was thrilled she was overwhelmed with, mm-hmm. we've been looking for something that could make a difference in our marriage. And it sounds like God gave us you. And so God said, do you understand a little bit of my time, mm-hmm. of my timing? You know, yeah. And it was supernatural. So that, was it a problem? Yeah. Were we disappointed? Yes. But okay, what do you have to say about this? And we were at peace, even though we were wishing it was something different.
Right.
But we knew, well, God's going to resolve this, and there's a reason for it. We don't know yet fully what it is. Mm-hmm. So we're going to pursue it. So as you get your clutter list together, you let God deliver the resolution to it. And as we finish this course, go to Matthew 18:18-20, because he said, this is how it works. Matthew 18:18-20.
Assuredly, I say to you, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Again, I say to you that if two of you agree on earth concerning anything, anything they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, I am there in the midst of them.
Yeah. So he says, as you gather together to seek his will, mm-hmm. I got my clutter list. Could you help me walk with you into the resolution?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do that with my spouse. I'm going to do that with my inner circle. And when we come to an agreement, remember, do everything to come in an agreement with the Holy Spirit. You'll now know his will. You'll know his step. And you can say, amen, may it be so, because God's going to fulfill it. And the resolution will come. And the key, and we're going to actually have our next new series is going to be what we call a kind of a new primer on abiding and discerning God's will. We want to help people get a little bit deeper to make it personal. And I've noticed a lot about this, so we're gonna go through that together. And you're going to share, and you're going to be the guest tomorrow and the following week to help people understand what it means to go through Christ's clutter in the calendar and kind of finalize this. But as you do it together, you start with, we're gathering to receive God's will.
Mm-hmm.
We know he's going to deliver it to us. It's going to be best and none better. Even though there's trouble things ahead or difficult things, we're going to trust it, and you can live a life of great freedom and joy while you're in the middle of the trouble.
Absolutely.
And that's why we wanted to go through this, is to do kind of a reset. And if everybody who's listening, and I've had a lot of feedback of people say, you know what, thank you so much for this series, and we're gonna actually carry it out. And they basically say what we say is, why would we not?
right. There's such freedom in it, right?
Yeah. And they get to experience. And by the way, when they do, then other people are going to be interested in, is that possible for me? And so we just urge everybody, don't be neglectful. Don't accept busyness. Don't accept burdensome. Don't accept resignation. I guess it ain't going to work. But rather, go the other direction, and with your spouse, with your friend, with your inner circle, keep going as you get resolution, both on your calendar and on clutter, and put this as part of your life practice.
Right.
And you'll live it out. So, Father, we thank you for the truth of all this, that you say that you want to provide margin in our life so that we're fruitful, and the fruitful will give us great joy, and you want to give us your joy. Of life. So that means a relaxed margin life, an opportunity as trouble comes up to trust you and move forward into your resolution, and not to be burdened by life, but rather to be excited because of who you are and all you're going to do in us. And we thank you and praise you, and may we be committed to it in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Well, thanks so much for sharing such a fantastic study to go through and just to apply to our lives. If you have questions about this, send them in to us at questions@abideministries.com, and we look forward to seeing you next time.
Yep. And next week, next Monday, we're going to start a new series, a primer on abiding, how to make it more personal and make sure it doesn't stay just in the intellectual part of it, but it really matters. So tune in next week, and we're going to do a short primer on that. Here we go.
Have a great day,
thank you for
day,
joining
guys.
Us yep. for today's episode of Come and See, your podcast for truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. Send us your questions and comments, and tune in tomorrow for more answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth.